A juggalo?
You never heard of a juggalo?
You never. Not the other one. It's Insane Clown Posse. Have you heard of them?
Yeah. Yes.
Yes.
So he was fans. A fan of theirs.
Who?
Jason?
He is a fan of theirs.
No.
He used to.
So
be.
Fans of theirs, like they wear makeup.
Yeah. They wear. They look like clowns
they
and stuff.
Dress like clowns, right? Yeah. And then they act like they're gangster. And then they're just.
They kill people. They're a domestic terrorist group, according to the FBI.
They're called Juggalos.
Juggalos.
Yeah. Juggalos
that
are
does
domestic.
Sound pretty gangster, though. I got to admit.
Hold on a second. Hold on.
They're designated a domestic terrorist group.
Yeah, I heard of that.
Who isn't afraid of clowns?
Are you
bro?
Serious?
I'm 100% serious. They're dangerous. You don't want to mess with them. I'll kill you.
So, like, they're violent or something?
Well, they can get violent. That's the thing. They're not.
Isn't one of them called Violent J?
Yeah.
That's one of the guys.
You know
make fun of their makeup? Yeah, man.
You know who's a? There's a lot of celebrities who are juggalos. It's like Freemasonry almost. Like Charlie Sheen is a juggalo.
No.
Vanilla, what in the world?
Vanilla Ice is a juggalo.
Hold on a second. But juggalos are those who follow ICP?
Yeah, like fans of ICP, and they're part of that like subculture. I think George Soros. No.
That's crazy. So they've created quite a culture then.
What do they call the juggalo? Like it's like a big meeting. Like
The Dark Carnival. That's what they call.
Yeah.
They have a big dark carnival every year.
Are there lights there?
Middle of the woods.
Wait, the Paragon Carnival?
No.
I don't know what that is.
How do they see each other?
It's like called like Juggalo Fest or something. Yeah. Like hundreds of thousands.
Wow, yeah. I didn't know that.
It's bigger than Coachella.
Yeah.
That's kind of weird.
It is very weird. but you know what? ICP is anti-fag. They hate fags, so.
Do they really?
They're actually... It's actually kind of a weird band. I don't know if you know about this.
I've heard the song.
Yeah.
They have Pastor Anderson.
They have Pastor Anderson as on like ad-libbing on one of their songs.
I'm going to tell you the truth about the Sodomites.
Yeah.
And it's like dubbed into one of their songs.
Yeah. The entire last minute of this song is literally just Pastor Anderson preaching.
To church to hear the truth.
What?
Yeah.
When was this?
This came out. This. Yeah, like that. Yeah. This came out recently. It was like an album from like a couple months ago or a year ago or something like that. I mean, it might be older.
It's
I don't know.
So they took a snippet from Pastor Anderson's sermon and put it on their CD on their song.
Yeah, it's entire.
I was gonna say CD, but they don't even have CDs anymore.
It's
CD.
Yeah, it's entirely uninterrupted preaching for like a minute and a half or something.
Where
like
he's
that.
Just going on off on the homos.
All fags, yeah. It's the funniest thing.
I gotta pull that up.
I'll ask Jason for the song later.
They pull it up. This is from 2019.
Yeah, it was recent.
All right, here we go.
What you see in the Hollywood movie is a lie. This is the truth. And when you come to church, you expect to hear the truth about every subject. And tonight, you're going to hear the truth about the Sodomites.
Man.
This is the truth about the Sodomites. Oh, we need to pray for him that he finds Jesus. I'm going to pray that he dies and goes to hell. No. You say, well, I'm offended. I don't want to ever... Then get out of here. Because you know what? You're not welcome here.
I wonder if he even knows.
I'm
gonna send it to him right now.
Just don't listen to the whole thing.
Listen from end to start to end.
I would send it to him right now.
Hasn't he preached on
it's considered rap, right?
I don't think he's ever mentioned.
Yeah.
No, it's considered horror core.
It's rap.
It's rap.
You are on a rap song.
That's pretty cool.
Anyways, man. Welcome to the Rod of Iron Podcast, Fundamental Baptist, breaking down discussions, dogma, and daily events. I am your host, Pastor Bruce Mejia from First Works Baptist Church in Amani, California. I'm here joined by the church members, Brother Jacob Lands, Brother Marco Sanchez, Brother Hightop Mason, and Adam Kanzari. I'm glad I can say your name right. Doesn't everyone mispronounce your name?
It's actually pretty phonetic, so no.
No?
Everybody gets it right.
Does anybody ever mispronounce it at all?
No. It's you pronounce
well,
it
let's
just
go ahead
called.
And on purpose mispronounce his name.
That's still right.
Kenzie. Brother Adam
don't
Kenzie.
Call me that. No, don't call me that.
We got a couple interesting topics we're going to be talking about today. We might veer off on some other subjects, but for the most part, we're going to be talking about John MacArthur, the hero of California. I'm joking about that. He's not a hero. And along with that, we're going to talk about his rival who's trying to one-up him, Jack Treiber. And then we're also going to be discussing Sleepy Joe, or as Jacob Lanz likes to call him, Sloppy Joe, right? Joe Biden. And then the last topic, we're going to be talking about Kyle Rittenhouse and the whole Wisconsin shooting, Kenosha, Wisconsin shooting. And so thanks for tuning in. What's going on, gentlemen?
We've got to go from like ICP to actual serious topics.
Yeah. Apparently Insane Clown Posse has a rap song with Pastor Anderson on the vast majority on the track.
Yeah.
Now that's more like leverage for Michael, what's his name, Johnson?
Michael
like
Johnson.
All CDR, like, rap artists. Yeah. Like, what the heck?
They're he's listening just mad because no one wants to feature him.
They're promoting rap on the Rod of Iron podcast.
Find him on, like, a Britney Spears song.
Yeah.
Promoting or, like, his NSYNC song. And stuff.
Just check his favorite, like, that the Evan guy, the Judgment
baby
guy.
One more time.
Now I got to edit that out.
That was a little too much.
No?
That was too much?
Oh man,
Jessica Simpson? No.
Christina Aguilera?
So much work. So much work I gotta do. Oh man. So we're looking forward to tonight's podcast. Gentlemen, you ready?
Yep.
Dun 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 dun.
Tell you guys, I was listening to this. I was listening to a pretty interesting podcast on the way here.
Were you listening to Joe Rogan?
So Patrick Boyle.
I know. Okay.
Yeah. No, this guy is very interesting. I gotta tell you.
Get this mic out of here.
The guy.
Cut the mic.
Interesting, no, as man. In stupid.
No, the guy is interesting. He's actually very smart, and I'll tell you why.
On Patrick Boyle's podcast.
No, not on his podcast. On some other guy's podcast, this guy's name is CoffeeZilla on YouTube, and he exposes like these fake internet gurus, right?
Uh-huh.
And Patrick Boyle, he is a hedge fund manager from, I think, from the UK.
He's a what?
A hedge fund manager.
Okay.
Like a day trader, you know? So this guy's really smart. But this guy's channel, CoffeeZilla, this guy goes out of his way to like expose all these fake gurus. Because on every, because I like finance and like business stuff. So all my YouTube ads are basically like people promoting like turnkey businesses, you know, like sell on Amazon, you know, buy my course. So it's a very interesting world where people lose like tens of thousands of dollars just giving it to these charlatans, how, you know, because they could potentially make a quick buck, you know, get rich quick.
Like pyramid schemes?
Pyramid schemes, or they call it like passive income. So it's basically, the pitch is always, oh, you know, you don't have to work hard. You can work from home.
So you see this pool, you want it. You see this car, you want it.
Exactly.
You can
it's
have
the
it.
Lifestyle.
All you got to do is these five things.
Yeah.
Sign up to get my book.
Get
my course. I'll show you. Ty Lopez.
Exactly.
Yeah.
There's a guy who used to do
I'm
that.
I'm in
his
my garage.
Ty Lopez.
Ty Lopez.
Oh, Ty Lopez,
he was the
right?
first guy. He kicked off the whole thing.
Knowledge.
I remember his commercials.
Yeah, it was a Lamborghini. You guys see this Lamborghini?
Yeah, that guy was actually real, though. Like, recently some YouTubers went to his house and, like, they confirmed, like, everything's actually real.
Yeah, but
his
advice is garbage.
Well, maybe he didn't
start real. Yeah, it works for him.
He's actually a millionaire.
Hey, why, did you sign up? Look, the point is...
So he got 10,000 a month.
The point is about that guy is that he was doing that same thing. Like, he always had, like, the secret, the answer, right?
Patrick
yeah,
Boyle?
Yeah, it's like...
No.
Where does Patrick Boyle come in?
Wait, you gotta wait, man. He's building up to...
Okay.
No, the guy, the hedge... I'm just saying, I was leading into the fact that these... get rich quick schemers out there, you know, try to man, they milk people out of their money. I'm just promoting the guy's YouTube channel, CoffeeZilla, because this guy actually goes out of his way and exposes all these frauds and charlatans. I'm just saying, look, man, there's no quick way to make money. You just got to work hard, you know. So
hold on a second.
And that's
what the hell does that have to do with Patrick
Hey, you
Boyle?
Said something interesting. What's been going on?
Yeah, but what does Patrick Boyle have to do with that?
He was on the podcast.
I just thought it would be funny to say how Patrick Boyle is interesting, but it turns out it's another Patrick Boyle.
Oh, the guy's name is Patrick Boyle?
Yeah, the hedge fund manager.
Oh, I didn't get it. Yeah.
See, I don't know why you guys just ran with the whole Patrick Boyle thing.
You're saying his name is Patrick Boyle.
He's a very interesting guy.
I just thought when he said, like, oh, he's a hedge fund manager.
I thought he was talking about Pastor.
That's what he actually does.
What I thought Hike was going to say is that this gorilla guy exposed Patrick Boyle for being some, like, some get-rich-quick scheme guy.
No.
That's what I thought.
No, then he finishes the story. We're just like,
yes,
okay.
we're getting on Adam. Yes. Wait till he finishes. He has to build up to it.
And then he's all, it was really interesting. And we're all,
no. The moral of the story is there's no get rich quick scheme.
We don't care about the moral of the story now.
Well, I mean,
no, I know.
How did we go from like it's a Tuesday then to that?
Hey, they that will be rich, right? Those are the people that will
just
be
edit
rich.
That part out.
No, okay. I'm gonna keep
that in.
Okay, keep it out.
What's another one of those guys? Have you heard of Dan Bilzerian?
Oh, dude,
yeah, the guy with the beard.
He's going bankrupt.
Yeah, he's fake. In his house, like he had this multi-million-dollar house. Yeah, he was renting it.
Well, that's what I'm talking about here.
Guys, his car, the company that he was promoting.
Speaking to the mic.
So. Like, that guy, what's his name? Dan.
Yeah. So there was a company that would, like, basically use him as, like,
Ignite.
The front guy.
Or something.
And then, like, they would rent him all this stuff, but now he's, like, yeah, he's going bankrupt.
But he owns all those companies. Mm-hmm. Or rather, his dad, because, like, news came out that his dad might actually be the guy, like, behind the scenes
like
of
a
it
criminal.
All.
Wasn't
he's like a white-collar criminal.
So aren't there legitimate men who do this, even though they give crummy advice, who have gotten their wealth by righteous means, like hard work and all that? Like, is Ty one of those guys?
Yeah.
I think Ty Lopez was just like some sort of entrepreneur.
Yeah, but the entrepreneur doing what?
Like just like selling houses. Just different stuff.
Yeah.
He would invest in different
stuff. I
don't
know if he did anything. I think he just talked about
but he like I guess no, like the book that he wrote like made him a lot of money too. Just
well,
like
he was rich. He was rich before making that book, but he just got richer. Yeah. Yeah. Nobody would buy his book if he wasn't rich. If you're just some poor guy.
I just remember he advertised a lot.
Yeah, dude. He became like a meme.
I still remember his commercials. No. Talk about how you read like a book a day or something like that.
Look, these guys are like making so much money, right? Why would they spend their time or waste their time rather making a course? Like if you have a trade secret, you're going to want to keep it a trade secret because who in the world wants competition?
Well, they're actually giving out the real secret.
There is no secret. They're just selling these guys like a pipe.
Oh, no. You what Adam's Jewish saying blood. Is that they're not really – they're not explaining how they got to where they're at.
Yeah, they're just making more money off of the fact that they're rich.
And most of the time, they're nowhere to begin with. They just rent the car. They rent the mansion.
Mm.
And they just kickstart.
I hear that term a lot, passive income.
Yeah.
Especially like in the YouTube world. And it mostly has to do with like – correct me if I'm wrong. Like passive income is like when your money works for you kind of thing.
Yeah.
Or like you sell certain products and you don't really have to put a whole lot of effort
into
it.
Drop shipping or something.
Yeah.
You actually have to. There's like a famous example people always use. Michael Jackson. He's been dead for like, 10 years? Mm-hmm. But he still makes millions of dollars every year. That's like one of the examples of like passive income.
Mm.
Right.
Passive away.
Yeah.
Passive away in hell income.
His estate owns the Beatles, correct?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
The band?
No, yep. Well, all their
the music.
Oh,
their empire.
I thought John Lennon was dead.
Catalog,
yeah. Okay. Really?
Yeah.
What the heck?
Yeah.
Didn't he marry the Beatles' daughter or something? Like
no,
John Lennon's daughter?
That was Presley's daughter.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, Priscilla Presley.
That's weird.
That's weird. That's weird.
Yeah, because I'll see YouTubers who have like really big accounts, like they're in the millions, and they have passive because you know obviously they get paid by YouTube when they monetize and all that, but not a whole lot of money comes from that. The vast majority of the money that comes to them is from them selling their own products on their YouTube channel or advertising
for
other products and stuff
like
the sponsors. Yeah.
Yeah. And then
I've just come across a whole lot of that lately.
Yeah.
And it's like every day there's a new one. The newest one that I saw is somebody teaching how to create one of these courses. Like that's the newest thing.
That's
where
like,
everybody
that's like
has
a layer
a course.
Deeper.
Yeah, so this guy's course is how to create a course.
At least he's being honest. Because once you find out, like, oh, actually, this is fake.
How to look like you're rich.
Yeah.
That would be useful.
That became really popular.
Don't fall into that.
How to deceive people. Yeah.
But this guy.
Those are people who just want to, get rich fast.
Yeah. And it's hard to feel sorry for them when you lose tens of thousands of dollars, I mean, come on, don't, you're an idiot.
Also, mm-hmm. the people that want to follow them are also, they will be rich, right?
Yeah.
They want to
yeah.
be rich. So that's the reason them, why they're falling yeah. into it. Yeah.
And it's, at the end of the day, it's people who want to make money without putting a whole lot of hard work into
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
They it's not bad money. To want to make money. It's just like, how are you making it?
Yeah.
Through unrighteous means, through deceit, through guile. You know what I mean?
Because if you don't work hard for it, how else are you going to get it? You're probably right. going to steal it.
And there is a concept of not just working harder, but working smarter. Because I agree with passive income to a certain extent. If you're not mm-hmm. lying and being deceitful about it, you know. There's people in our movement that make passive income by selling things on Etsy, or, you know, they make some sort of homemade thing and it just sells itself.
You do but the work people, once and then just it lasts forever.
Landlord, the work in that case,
yeah, that's a perfect renters. Example of yeah. like if you are, if you own property or apartments, that's like passive income to a certain extent almost, because you yeah, have to like
maintenance,
yeah,
the maintenance. The bulk of the work when people have passive income, other people don't realize that a lot of the work came. At the front end of it all,
mm-hmm.
somebody actually you had talk to about think
honest
this through.
Passive income.
Yeah.
yeah,
somebody thought through business. They did all the research. They built it, and then yeah, they're kind of reaping the rewards from that.
Yeah,
it's not easy. You can't just pay somebody $50,000 and have them like sell you whatever, like a turnkey business. It just doesn't yeah. work that way.
Well, really, go ahead.
Jews are like the masters of passive income. They've had that stuff like down lock in for like 100 years. Where, yeah, like yeah. this is like an example people use a lot. Like, say you're building a house and it's $50,000 for the materials, $50,000 for the labor, right? So the laborer gets like $50,000 total, and the guy selling the materials gets $50,000 total. And at the end of the day, the usurer, like the Jew behind the lending the money, makes like $1 million mm-hmm. off of that. And that's like really unjust if you think about it. Like, the person that's putting in all the work gets like chump change compared to the usurer who's like just doing nothing, sitting on his butt, just moving money back and forth.
Oh yeah.
So that's like a one of the super like
unrighteous. It's kind of how contractors are.
Contract like.
Huh?
Contractors and what?
Contractors sometimes do that. Well, they'll you know they obviously they put in the work to get the contractor's license.
And they have all the risk, you know, because they're putting up the.
They can get sued.
Yeah.
Yeah, they put up the capital.
Mm.
You know, so they have more of the risk than the person actually building.
You're talking about the Jew has more risk.
Well, if he's putting up the capital, you know what I'm saying.
I don't think there's any risk in like real estate or
whatever. Well, the thing is, like for someone, yeah, exactly. someone who's a contractor, for example, his name's on the line, his license is on mm-hmm. the line.
Well, I'm talking about like the banker,
yeah,
like
yeah.
behind like the mortgage and stuff like that. It's just once you're rich, you get like rich faster and more as time goes on. And that, like, I was thinking about that the other day because like in the Bible, there's like that Jubilee thing where like stuff's supposed to reset every mm-hmm. every 7 years, I think. And I don't know if the Jews ever even observed that once in the Bible.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
I don't know of a time in the Bible that
yeah.
they've ever done that.
But that's like a safeguard against like people getting like richer and richer and more powerful and
yeah,
more powerful.
Yeah, not getting their land back or yeah.
Yeah. Cuz like right now you have like these super mega billionaires like controlling like the government in the US and like mm-hmm. special interests and stuff like that. And if there was something like a Jubilee year that God said, "Hey, do this," we wouldn't be dealing with like Big Pharma or Big Corn or whatever.
Basically, so I knew a guy, he had he's a Hispanic guy. He had his contractor's license, and he kind of like knew the ins and outs and stuff like that. And he would hire people from his church, but they're all Hispanic guys because it was a Spanish church.
So they could pay him less.
Yeah, I'm serious. He would. Yeah, yeah. And the thing is that the guy who got his contractor's license, he was a really smart individual, and he kind of knew how people would treat. You know, illegal, you know, Mexicans or whatever. Mm-hmm. So he would actually take advantage of that and pay them less. And he used to tell me, he used to say, you know, it's great because you just pay them less or this amount. And if they don't like it, you know, you just tell them, well, I'll also pay for your lunch. And he said Hispanics jump all over that all the time. Like, whoa,
$12
free lunch every day?
$12
yeah.
lunch?
Yeah. And he's just like,
to some point, I think that's fair. I think that's up to
if
the business
agree.
Owner.
If
yeah,
they agree with
and
it.
The employee. If they're okay, if the employee's okay with whatever wage yeah. he was promised, hey, man, I think that's free enterprise kind of.
Yeah, know? It's kind of sad that people don't think about that, though. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about the recipient. You know?
The employee.
The employee.
Yeah, he should yeah. be knowledgeable.
It's kind of
what he should be getting paid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, it's his
responsibility.
But at the end of the day,
according
it's, his
to his labor.
Worth. It's his responsibility. Yeah, he's his neighbor, so he should be telling him.
Exactly.
He's telling him.
He's actually his pastor.
That's even worse.
That's even worse. What are
you talking about? Fleecing the flock.
Did he pay him a penny?
A penny a day.
A shilling.
See, it's in the Bible.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. And I'm a firm believer. You gotta, you know, you should pay your employees what they're worth and the work that they're doing, all that, you know, and not try to like take advantage of them.
Yeah, chew them.
And obviously, people are just dumb for allowing themselves to be taken advantage of, and they should learn from that. But you know, you're a man of God; you should know better.
Well, a lot of Christian companies have like adopted that like philosophy, like In-N-Out, for example, or like Costco, where they pay their employees like really well and the employees are happy and they like they work well and there's like zero, like no turnover and stuff like that. So
Well, even churches, when they employ people, they pay them dirt cheap. You know,
but in business it should always be like a win-win. Because at the end of the day, if, for example, my supplier or my employee is not getting the most out of this relationship, they're going to quit, and that's going to harm my business, you know, because I lost an employee or something.
Turnover, so basically.
It's better to just be
kind to your employees and treat them well. You know, Absolutely. Obviously, if they're good workers and stuff like that, but
you're going to get what you pay for.
Yeah, and then ultimately, you know, God is your boss, so He sees if you treat your employees unjustly. And He'll recompense you for that, you know?
So, at the end of it all, Patrick Boyle is an interesting character.
He's an interesting character. So that's his name, huh? Patrick Boyle?
Yeah. Is it spelled the same way?
Well, Patrick Boyle was the guy on the show.
B-O-I-L.
B-O-I-L.
Boyle?
It's Boyle.
He was just a hedge fund manager talking about how all these idiots saying, you know, you could be a day trader with like $100,000. Like, forget about it. Just don't fall for it.
Yeah, you own your own business, right?
Yeah.
How long have you been doing that for?
The photography, about 5 years. The transport, on and off, for about 10-12 years.
10-12 years.
Yeah.
Would you consider the photography more like passive income sometimes? Where that's more so like a side job that you do?
Yeah, it's a side job. Passive income, probably not so, because I actually do have to put in the work when the products do arrive. I actually do have to photograph them.
Yeah.
But I'm not actively like promoting that. I made the website. It's up on Google, so whoever wants to find me can find me.
So what do you just like, do you take pictures like by request of stuff, or like what does the photography business entail?
Yeah, just people who sell jewelry online, basically. That's what I do. I'm a jewelry photographer. They sell jewelry online, so they need white background photos. So I specialize in white background photos.
Okay.
You'd be surprised. That's like, it's a good business actually, right?
It's pretty cool. I mean, yeah, I probably worked a cumulative of a month, like 30 days last year, and I made pretty decent money.
Like,
I
mean, for the photography thing, you work like 30 days, basically.
Yeah, out of the year. Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
It's pretty cool.
I think
it's fun.
I think like most, like, if you like work any like blue collar job, you should probably like strive to start your own business. Because I know a couple guys who are Tylers, and they're brothers, and I think they both started their own business. They're both like new IFB guys. And I mean, I think that's the way to go.
Manny?
Huh?
Brother Manny?
No, I don't think you know them. They're up in Washington, but
I
always recommend that. I recommend people start their own business.
Well, it's good to start your own business if you already have a job though. You don't want to
absolutely.
Like your business be your source of your main source of income, you know?
Absolutely. You never want to quit your day job to start a business.
Right.
Yeah. What you want to do is when you get back home, you want to put in like a half hour day or an hour day just doing research, building your website, like studying your competition. If you put like an hour a day into building a business, you'd be surprised by the end of the year how set you would be. You know, because anybody can open a business. The question is like, how do you make the phone ring? You know,
opening what a else? Business. Yeah, it depends too on what kind of, like, what are you offering? What is your product?
Yeah.
What is it that you're doing?
Mm-hmm.
Right? You know, from my in-laws, you know what's a really good business is actually lawn cutting.
Yeah, I was thinking about that.
That's actually a really good business. They used to have like tons of accounts, and it was just a very...
Like landscaping? Or
landscaping.
Just like,
landscaping.
Yeah, okay,
yeah, they had tons of houses, and it was, I mean, for like a young man or even a family, that, I mean, it was enough to provide for like a family, and then, of course, the accounts grow and everything, you know?
And yeah, then, it's like cutting hair. You know, grass never stops growing. Plants never stop growing.
Yeah.
Hair never stops growing.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you always have the
there's
potential
always a demand.
To make money. Yeah,
yeah,
there's always a demand.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, you can, and with like a house, you know, you could see that they need your services if their lawn's all crazy, you know. Yeah, so that's something I
thought. I don't know. If I see a crazy lawn, I'm like, they probably don't want my service. Otherwise,
well, you make it.
That's why you got to sell. That's why you got to sell them.
Sell it to them. Give them an offer.
Nobody in the neighborhood is going to respect you with a lawn like that.
Yeah. They know just that degrade them.
You disgust me.
You have to go to nice areas.
This is an extension of who you are.
This is an inward look on your soul.
Where people care about what their property looks like.
Yeah,
you know. They had a lot of good accounts and everything. And it was a good business. It looked like it was a good business. You know, I actually had like a photography videography business for a while before I started pastoring, and that paid the bills. You know, shooting weddings and doing photography and all that. You know, in the beginning I had to invest a lot of money buying my own camera, my lenses, computer, software, but it ended up paying off in the long run. You just got to put in a lot of work. And it costs money. Like, we would go on this website where you would buy credits, right? You would buy credits in order for people to advertise you.
Yeah.
And people would look for you, and then you send them your, you know, how much you charge, and I would try to
Freelancer or something?
Yeah, it's like a freelance kind of, I forgot what it was called.
Freelancer.com?
Maybe it was freelancer.com. I don't remember.
I know there are one or two of them out there.
But it worked. I mean, I got a couple good gigs from that and paid the bills, you know, put food on the table for a while. And that was when I was in between jobs.
Did you just learn like the, cause you do like photography and graphic design, like your thumbnails are always like pretty professional looking. Did you just learn that on your own, or did you take like
YouTube it. Yeah. I didn't, like, people ask me like, did you go to school for that? I was like, I've never been to school for videography or photography. All this stuff is like, you just learn by YouTube.
And everything's available these days.
Yeah, I think now with the internet,
such a ripoff these days.
What's that?
University?
Oh yeah.
You can learn everything online.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Especially when it comes to like arts and media,
and exactly, and they even have like there are courses you can take that are legitimate courses.
Absolutely,
like one of them is called Skillshare,
where
you can learn specific skills for Photoshop, Lightroom.
You just don't pay $100,000 tuition for it.
No, so it's like actually very 15, affordable.
Bucks. Yeah,
it's very affordable.
But with Skillshare, I think this is not a sponsor for Skillshare.
This video is brought to you in part by Skillshare. Yeah.
Are you having trouble with paying photography?
But like with Skillshare,
you take crappy pictures. Do you overexpose your photos?
Insert promo code.
Yeah.
Promo code.
Rod of Iron. First Works Baptist Church.
No one likes your photos on Instagram.
Maybe you need to take this class.
Do you struggle getting hearts and comments on your grid? Yeah. What were you saying about Skillshare?
I don't even remember. There's like a lot of websites like this, or like even there's like a website like called Fiverr, where like you can kind of just charge like whatever you want. Like from, it used to be just $5, and that's what most people do, but you can like charge whatever you want. And like thousands of people go on this website and make requests. And I know people who like have an entire like just home business off of this, and they it's basically like 1 hour of
Fiverr is risky.
Don't they like make beats on there and all that stuff too?
Beats?
Yeah, like music beats.
Yeah, you can do it.
Fiverr is very risky.
Why is it risky?
Well, it works. I'm not saying it's risky for the person who's putting their business out there. It's the person who's shopping on there.
Right.
Because if you like, let's say you need, you know, you want something Photoshopped. You want to manipulate a photo for some your business or whatever. You put an offer out there, and some people will say, "I'll do this for $5." Others for $10, $20, $25. And like I saw a video where a guy basically paid from $5 all the way up until like $250, and the one that he paid was like $100 was like the crappiest manipulated photo ever, you know. But it was too late. I mean, he purchased it, so they have their portfolio on there and everything like that. But you know, sometimes it doesn't turn out really that good.
Mm.
It's better to just learn yourself because you know exactly what it is that you want.
Yeah.
But that requires a lot of time. So, you know, and I didn't even use Skillshare for that long. I use YouTube a lot to learn how to edit footage and how to use a camera and all that. I still use YouTube. You know, when I try to up my game on the documentaries, I go to YouTube and I try to figure out how to do that. And people do that for business. I mean, literally, you have people making thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars simply by learning on YouTube, you know. And there's other ways of making money, like in your home. For example, like if you like a lot of people sell their stuff on Etsy, products on Etsy.
Yeah.
You guys know what Etsy is?
Yeah.
And the big thing now is like you make a product, but you only make like five of them.
Yeah.
And you never make them ever again.
Oh, so it's like a limited offer?
It's a limited time offer. So instead of making like 100 of them, you know what I mean? And then people only buy like 25 and you're stuck with a bunch of them. You say, well, this is a limited edition. This is the only time these will ever be available. And you sell them at a high price. People buy them. And, you know, you got to make something else. The only thing with that is that you got to stay fresh on your ideas. Mm. You got to always make something new, you know, which is good, though. I like that. Yeah. Coming up with new ideas and figure out new things. You know, I know a lot of people have made money through Etsy. I don't even know how we got off in this conversation. That's a good conversation, though. It's a good topic.
Patrick Boyle. Thanks, Patrick Boyle. Check out Patrick Boyle on YouTube.
Coffeezilla.
Coffeezilla.
I don't know who that is.
Patrick Boyle, subscribe to his content. He's a hedge fund manager. And he has
not the other Patrick Boyle.
Like I found this account on Instagram. I forgot what it was called, but it's this person who does like manipulated photos of animals. But, you know, I don't know. It's kind of like fantasy where it's like you have a lion that's sliced like a orange because it has like the same color. It's art is what it is, right? And they make these photos, but then they turn it into like a portrait or a calendar. And people, I mean, they like spend a lot of money to buy that.
They go crazy over that stuff.
Yeah. You'd be surprised because I know you paint.
No anymore. It's
no?
been a long
I put
time.
It behind me.
He's all, I saw. I painted for 5 portraits and I sold those and those
made
were limited time.
Dollars.
I never did portraits. Again. I was more industrial design. I drew cars. I designed, studied transportation design.
And forests. Don't you do like trees and forests and stuff?
Not
mountains?
Really.
You did
like
a
Bob
mountain.
Ross.
I saw a mountain.
I did some landscape work.
You know who started out as an amateur artist in their early career?
Luisa?
Adolf Hitler.
Adolf.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
He started off as an artist?
Yeah. He wanted to be an artist when he was like a teenager or a young man.
Uh-huh.
And he went to Vienna in Austria to be an art school teacher, but the Jewish art school master basically, because he you can see his paintings.
That's where his rage stemmed from.
I think it had
it's
a
like
little bit
he had
to do
a
with
Jewish
that.
Teacher
but like
his
you can go look up Adolf Hitler's paintings, and he's like pretty classically trained. They're very like nice looking. They're like aesthetically pleasing. But the Jewish art school teacher, like at the time and like around the 1920s, they were pushing this like absurdist like
they always do
like modern art,
art and all that stuff. And they didn't like the style where it's like classical. It's pleasing to the eye. So he never made it into art.
So
school.
What they were more into like abstract.
Yeah, do you know
the same thing they do these days?
It's like
they'll sell you a white canvas for $1 million.
Basically,
what?
Yeah.
With the black dot in the middle.
I think
or
it's their way of money laundering. Yeah, I mean Jews, they get crafty.
Well, they also like they hate beauty. I feel like a Jew is like a universalist in that he wants
something beautiful like the world.
Yeah,
and
they'll
just ruin it.
He doesn't like it. Like any.
And then it was like,
he was more so about like what would he paint?
He painted like landscapes. He painted like cityscapes and stuff like that. Buildings, like just nature and stuff like that.
But it was very like first class. It was just
you can look up his.
He
paintings.
Painted like train cars with like.
It was yeah.
Lots of camps. Lots of camps.
A lot of camps.
Fenced off camps.
Eagles.
Men in green uniforms.
Yeah.
Armies,
trench warfare,
tanks, planes,
zeppelins, like you know.
All that stuff. He really loved
jet airplanes.
He was no
swastikas.
There's this weird symbol he had a lot of his paintings. I'm not sure what it meant. It looks pretty cool though. Yeah, but he was no like Da Vinci or whatever, where he was like amazing, but he was like a pretty good artist.
Yeah, he beat me to the punch.
Oh man,
who else is an artist?
George Bush.
Where's John when you need him?
I'm gonna paint this.
But don't look up George Bush's art. It's awful. He's a really bad painter.
Is he really?
It's all Osama bin Laden. Like,
it's what?
It's all Osama bin Laden.
Yeah.
Dang, dude.
George Bush.
It's not really.
Speaking of George Bush,
that's
Joe Biden.
That's quite the transition. That's quite the transition.
They're almost similar.
You know, you also
fool me once. Like, shame on me. Fool me twice.
They both have like slight dementia.
You fool me.
Sleepy Joe. He's pretty funny, actually.
In a bad way. He's
yeah,
like, wow, this guy's.
He's a masterpiece.
Obviously, the powers that be are putting him up, though, knowing that he's like that for a reason. Mm-hmm. I mean, don't you think? Can someone really be that stupid and for the principalities and powers put that person in a position of authority?
You know what I mean? And be that stupid?
Yeah.
I mean, well, think about it. I definitely think he's like some, like a reprobate, and he's like wicked and all this like all this stuff. But
I mean, the stuff that he said about the kids touching his legs.
Yeah, and, dude. Well, you don't even have to look at what he's even said. Even like the obviously look at what he said, but look at like the stuff in his past and who's involved with. But other than that, I think like he actually probably does have dementia, and like you were saying, the powers that be, whoever they are kind of like stringing him along.
They literally have him on strings. Like,
you can do it, Joe.
He acts like he's on strings.
He does. But like, because he's easily controlled. I feel like what it is.
Here's the thing, though. Like,
it's Kamala Harris.
You know, people say like he has dementia and stuff like that, but he's been like that for a long time, though. That video that surfaced with all of his those allegations and the thing, like he would literally like steal someone else's speech. You know what I mean? And then he said, "Oh, I forgot to mention that it actually belonged to someone else." You know, or claim that he graduated with like 3 degrees, and then he's like, "Yeah, well, that slipped my mind. That didn't really."
It's like, "Oh no, never mind. That was just third grade."
Is that dementia, or is that just?
It might be just psychosis.
Psychosis.
He might just be a liar and forgetting all the lies he's telling.
Yeah,
yeah, he's a chronic liar.
I do think there is some like weird like mental deficiencies though. Like, I agree. Like I don't know if you guys are gonna watch it, but like I kind of want to see like in November of him going against Trump.
I thought he wasn't going to. Dude, that's gonna be like a UFC fight. That's gonna be like WWF.
I hope it happens, but like if that happens, Trump is gonna demolish him.
He came out like a few days ago and he said that he wishes like they were in high school or something. He would take Trump out and beat him up. Take him behind the bleachers and beat him up.
He basically said he's gonna beat up Trump.
Yeah, I don't think so.
All right, so Donald Trump's YouTube channel. Have you guys watched that?
He has a YouTube channel?
Are you talking about like the political ads he's been putting out?
Oh, yeah. Those are the best, man.
Did you see the one where Biden shows up behind the guy?
Yeah. Oh, he's like sniffing. He's sniffing the guy.
it's like a horror trailer. Like a trailer for a horror movie.
Yeah. It's like a bad horror movie, too. It's like paranormal.
He's gone savage on those ads.
Yeah, they're great.
They're like, it's like whoever makes the best like YouTube poop is going to win the presidency.
He made like, I don't know, like
never been ads like that in the history of the presidency.
They're like meme ads.
Yeah, there's never been ads like
that's what I'm saying. That's very unique. Yeah. That's never been done before. I don't ever remember seeing something like that.
Like smear campaign was like illegal. Yeah. Isn't that like smear campaign?
Well, I mean, this is 2020. No holds barred in 2020. All bets are off.
Yeah.
They don't even care anymore. But that's not even like a smear campaign. Everything he says about Joe Biden is actually real.
Yeah.
It's actually true.
Yeah. All he just has to do is let the guy talk. Just let him talk and he's going to dig his own grave.
Well, that's why they're hiding him away.
Yeah.
Because
if
he talks, every single time he talks, he looks stupid.
Yeah. So, well, you know, at the DNC or whatever, they said that his like speech was live, but it was actually like pre-recorded like a bunch of times.
So like he just has his mouth closed and he's just talking in the background.
Yeah.
Did anyone see the Cardi B interview?
Yeah,
I saw some of it
with Joe Biden.
With Joe Biden,
yeah,
I've not
seen
Joe Biden.
What the heck?
You gotta watch.
I saw the Billie Eilish thing. I didn't know there was Cardi B.
Like, dumb. Cardi B is like,
out, bro.
She's just like already like retarded, but even like when she, yeah.
What is that thing? That's stupid.
What is this?
What is that?
It's just some sound, some stupid sound like she makes, like a bird, like a bird. Pigeon.
Cardi B is just this whore.
Yeah,
Cardi.
I thought that was
Kamala Harris.
She's a music whore, and
that's Kamala Harris's daughter.
She's corrupting the youth.
She's
Jezebel.
Yeah.
Oh, she has a big following, like huge 70
following.
Million followers.
Yeah. Oh yeah, she's super.
Dude, 70 million. That's like a fourth of the population.
Yeah.
Is that even like realistic?
Is there even 70
she does
million
have
people?
She
followers.
Might be the whore of Babylon.
At what point?
It's very possible. You see that song she made?
Like, yeah, like thinking about Kamala Harris. Like if Joe Biden, like he gets like. Dies or something, you know, right? He gets assassinated or something. Kamala Harris would be the whore of Babylon,
dude.
Yeah, she'd ride upon the whore.
Did you?
There's something to that.
There was this tweet. What Marcos is actually what he mentioned. Like, if Joe Biden dies or whatever, there was actually this tweet by some like high DNC like Democratic National Convention thing, and he said something along the lines of like, if and when Joe Biden is no longer able to serve in the presidency. Then Kamala Harris will be the first like black woman. Or
was
whatever.
That like a slip up or what?
I think it was like a slip up. But like he's
if
like,
and when
if and yeah. when, yeah. So, like, I'm pretty sure if...
You never say, like, when you're yeah. discussing well, those types of things.
Here's the thing, though. Like, even before, like, he picked Kamala Harris, a lot of people, like, from the Republican Party, they were, like, estimating that it would be Michelle Obama that he would pick as his VP. Yeah,
that'd
Michael.
Be the second yeah, black but, man in person.
Like, but obviously...
The second was, black man?
The first man... Or the Yeah, the first man would be Barack Obama, and then the second woman. The second man. But yeah, they were saying like Michelle Obama, Michael Obama would be like his VP, and that he would like eventually like obviously like he would like not be able to be in a presidency seat anymore. So Michelle Obama would be the one filling in.
So but obviously, it's Kamala Harris. If that ever happened, if like Joe Biden actually wins or whatever, that would be really bad for the country, but it would be really good for churches.
Mm-hmm. How you figure?
Because anytime you have a Democrat in power ruling, Christians tend to have a tendency to like put their guards up.
Get fired up too.
Yeah, they get mad and they're upset and they're just kind of like, you know, they right now they're really comfortable, so to speak, mm-hmm. and they're going to get even more comfortable if President Trump is reelected, mm-hmm. because you got you know, the Christian conservative, so called as the president as the highest power in the land. But when you have a Democrat, then people are more vigilant, mm-hmm. and preaching like ours is going to be very attractive to them.
Right.
So I personally believe that like if he gets elected, our church is going to grow. Mm. So we come out winning no matter what. Because honestly, when it comes down to it, it doesn't matter who gets elected for us. You know, there's a lot of Christians who worry about that stuff, though.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're worried about the
Either way, if like Trump wins, then. Like, because there is some like stuff he's doing to like to help churches or whatever, and that's good. But if Trump doesn't win, then like bases can get fired up.
Well, if Trump wins, the third temple gets built.
If he dies, Jared Kushner becomes president.
You don't want those to grow.
Well, it doesn't just help. Yeah, synagogues will grow
if he wins.
Yeah, I'm preaching a sermon this Sunday called "The Wickedness of Joe Biden," and obviously everyone knows that he's wicked, but. Let's just go ahead and talk about it. Yeah. In light of the Bible, let's discuss it. Let's discuss why he's so wicked. But here's the thing. If we're not careful, like someone like that can, you know, we laugh about him, but it's like, you guys realize that this is the state of the country that we're in, that someone is who's like that is actually up there in authority.
Hey, do you guys know that Joe Biden is a Catholic? He's like a practicing Catholic. And he always tells
like a priest.
He always talked about his Catholic faith.
Yeah, and compares it to like how Trump is not a Christian or anything. Like him. Yeah. You know.
I feel like every time he talks, I feel like he's about to die.
Probably is. He's probably already dead.
Yeah, he's just having like a minor stroke. Like
he's like,
the dude is like,
there it goes,
Mr. Burns.
Mr. Burns. Last
one. Oh no, that's Jack Treiber.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we forgot to talk about that. Yeah, everyone's praising giants. John MacArthur for his supposed stance on keeping his church doors open.
Even Trump is praising John MacArthur.
Is he really?
Yeah,
what do you say?
Oh, thank you for keeping your church open. You're such a strong fighter for the faith and stuff like that, you know.
Good night. Yeah.
So I'm pretty sure John MacArthur feels good about that. You know?
Yeah, probably Jack Treiber feels like crap.
Where is John MacArthur from? Is he in California?
He's here.
Yeah, he's in Santa Clarita.
Sun Valley.
Sun Valley, same
North
thing.
Hollywood.
He's by Six Flags Magic Mountain.
that's where his college is. But he's a bit south of that, in L.A. I just know this because the church was.
I just know this because I went there last week.
Yeah, well, Hike did used to go to that church.
No, hold on a second. I went there two or three times.
My parents rented property from it.
He's a good guy. Right? He's standing up for our rights.
Check out his YouTube channel.
In context, he's actually, yeah.
His bastard's college is over by
exegesis.
Six Flags.
Is it Master Seminary or something like that? Yeah. Seminary?
He's a Pharisee, man.
So then you have Jack Treiber. He got fined $10,000.
I feel like they're like in competitions. Like he's like saying like John MacArthur's like, oh, I got, you know, my church is shut down. And then like Jack Treiber's like, well, I got fined $10,000. You know, it's like they're just going to keep escalating it. Like,
I think he just wants to be a hero.
Yeah.
But Jack Treiber is a covetous, greedy.
He wants to be seen a man.
So by the way,
pedo hiding.
Yeah. That last sermon where he had somebody preach for him and the sermon was on prayer. And Jack Treiber goes up and he's basically like, I'm not, you know, basically saying that I'm not asking you guys to like tithe more. but I'm just going to pray to God for it. Like,
I'm just going to pray to God that you give more money. And if you don't give more money, that just basically means you're disobeying the Lord.
Well, that's on you.
But but I'm not going to ask you to do that.
I'm not asking, but...
He's not ashamed of it. He asks the people anointed for money every single year.
I remember one time I got this email from like KNVBC, right? And it's Jack Treiber just promoting. He's like, we need $20,000 for LCD screens.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, we needed $1 million to buy a street. That's what he said.
So
to
buy a street. Every year...
You can come with the cars?
This year might be different, but every year, towards the end of the year, he has this radio show called KNVBC. And they do what's called like the buckets something, right? Where every ministry, every bus in the bus ministry has to fill up a bucket worth just a bunch of cash. So every bus kid that comes, they need to bring like money.
Somebody's got to take his bucket.
And every day he's like, he goes on his radio show and he's like, who's willing to donate $700 or $1,000? We're almost there. And the reason he does that is because every year he's at a major deficit in his ministry. Tens of thousands of dollars.
How? Yeah, what the
heck? Do you mean how? Because he freaking has like three, you know, pianos and LCD screens and fountains.
You know, those pianos are like $250,000.
The guy's buying streets.
The pianos that he has, they're like $250,000 pianos.
He's buying streets. He's buying things that just don't matter.
And he's whining about $5,000?
Oh, wait, man. Is this Jack Treiber or John MacArthur?
Jack Treiber. Ain't that interesting? You can't even tell the difference, huh?
Even John MacArthur doesn't do that.
Yeah, same spirit. This guy is constantly asking for
it's
money.
It's always about money with this guy.
Always.
Didn't one time, like, some guy donate, and he only donated, like, I guess, like, $500? He's like, oh, I guess that's enough. Yeah, that's basically what he said.
Yeah.
Like, he's like, oh, this... Is
that his last sermon at
I would have been like, Pacific, yeah, let me get that back.
His last sermon at Pacific, he was basically, like, saying that, look, I'm not telling you guys to sell your houses and like give the money to the church, but Jesus can come back any minute.
What
like,
the hell?
Like,
oh, man.
Go in and cash in right now.
How about you sell your house and give? You know, how about that, Jack? I think that guy is a wicked false prophet.
I think so
too. Because every time some wicked perversion comes out of that church, it's one of his leaders that is under him. You know, so you just got to look at the fruit. Unintended.
I was listening.
Mike Zachary, that freaking faggot pedophile, came from that church, you know, and so did Cameron Giovanelli. There's a bunch of queers that come out, and then look, there's a bunch of queers that come out of that church that the public doesn't know about. The only reason we know about it is because some of the kids from our old church went to that college. You know, there's a girl who almost married this faggot, and you know he was like a drag queen or something like that. He was.
Oh, and then he messaged her or something.
I don't remember,
but
she found out.
Account?
No, she found out. She found
somebody else.
She found out that he was a trainee, and like was she was about to marry him.
So was Jack Treiber's church? Was it always bad, or did it like get worse after, like over time?
I'm not sure.
Or is it like
probably
a,
was always bad.
I just like when I became an independent fundamental Baptist, he was already where he's at right now.
Mm.
And I've always known Jack Treiber to just always ask for money.
Mm.
And my brother-in-laws used to tell me, like, it's because they're always at a deficit every single year. Like, tens of thousands of dollars. And so they're always talking about money. I mean, every time before they pray for the offering, they give a sermonette on giving money.
Every service.
Every service.
I'm going to send him a fake check for $1 million.
It bounces.
Because it's going to bounce.
Hey, if you send him a check for $1 million, he's going to be like, that's it?
Mike's actually going to have $1 million. He's going to withdraw that thing so quick.
So I was watching a compilation of his videos today, how he's like, you know, don't touch the Lord's anointed. And he's basically saying, like, the pastor is like the Lord's anointed and comparing, like, that
to kings.
To King Saul specifically. Mm. And I'm like, dude, like, if you're comparing yourself, like, or your position to a king or a position, a biblical position, why compare yourself to Saul? Like, yeah. Why not David? You know, like, out of the abundance of your heart, man. Like,
he condemned himself with his
he
own
was
words.
Condemning himself, basically. Yeah.
He's all
like God.
God's anointed like Ahab, Manasseh,
Jeroboam.
Oh, he picks the worst of the kings.
Balaam.
He's basically saying like, God forbid should something happen in this church and we sweep it under the rug. I'm like, dude,
oh,
like
what are you talking about?
That was actually
about?
The Cameron Giovanelli one, wasn't it?
I don't know. It's just
they sweep things under the rug, like
exactly all the time.
That's all they do. Think
their rug is full.
But he was basically saying
it's like lumps all over.
He was saying how like when his parents went to church, His parents' pastor was like in adultery, but he never found out about it. His parents never like criticized him about it. Like he never knew. So he's okay. So basically,
so that's his justification.
He's all like, only God can. Pretty much, only God can remove this man. Like at
it comes to that point. What in the world?
What the heck?
And he was teaching that to the Bible college students, and he was making it. And you know what's funny? Because I saw the parallel between these fake gurus and Jack Treber.
It's like the same
thing.
The
way they give, and the way they're kind of hold the audience captive. You know, the way they speak, the way they make the audience repeat something back to them. It's just like, dude, this guy's a fake, man. How do you not see through this, dude?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, he loves talking about money. You just, if you ever want to know what is in people's hearts, just
listen to them.
Listen to what they talk about all the time. Yeah. And with him, it's just always money.
Fake humility.
Well, like, even like the people under him are just super covetous. Like, remember your brother-in-law?
Oh, yeah.
Went there like with a, like
yeah,
a
my brother-in-law
tie.
Went there. I forgot what it was. Well, they would go there every year for like competition and stuff. And one of the Bible college students came up to him, and this is when he was in Bible college, and he was like, oh, man, you know, the guy from Golden State, he went up to my brother-in-law and said, hey, that's a nice tie. And he grabbed his tie, and he turned it around, and he goes, oh, never mind. Yeah, because of the brand. Mm. So he's like, that's a nice tie. And he looked at the brand, and he's like, never mind.
It's not a Trump tie.
I don't know what they're looking for. Snap, slap that guy in the mouth. But is it any wonder why there's like all preppies and queer looking guys there, you know?
Nope.
So, yep. Oh, Jackie boy. In my opinion, he's the reason why I was actually told to leave the staff of my old church.
Does he have influence over like other Baptist churches?
Yeah, oh, yeah. Man. He's a Baptist pope for sure.
Yep.
Oh, yeah? Yeah. I thought that was, what's his name? Chapel or whatever.
Yeah, him too. Yeah. They're like in competition.
They're not like co-popes?
No. Actually, Paul Chapel used to work for like Jack Treber.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and then he branched off and did his own thing or whatever. And Paul Chapel's, that's another story right there. Yeah, his church is massive.
Yeah,
you know,
it's a city. It's literally a city.
Yeah,
he's the one in Lancaster, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
No, is it on Seven Hills?
Even when I went to my like old IFB church back in Canada like years ago, I was like, yeah, I want to do discipleship. I just got saved, and their discipleship was giving me the Paul Chapel Continue book. I don't know if any of you guys have
that guy's not saved, man. Like
Dewey.
And that thing sucked.
Their last name's. Trip me out. It always has something to do with like the Bible, like a chapel. It's like biblical, you know.
What about
Treber? Yeah, what does Treber mean? Pre-trib.
It's like an anagram.
There's bullet, bro.
There's something to
it. What's the guy who took off?
There's something to it.
Wait, what's the name of the guy who took over Jack Howells' church again?
Jack Scott?
Yeah, what is Jack Scott? What does his name mean?
He's all like Scotch, like
Scott.
He's not alcoholic.
He's Scott free.
No, he didn't. He's still in prison.
Well, Jack Treber was the first one. Was one of the first pastors to go and preach for, in the absence of Jack Scott when all that happened. And in fact, the pulpit that Jack Treber has was given to him by Jack Scott.
Who's Jack? What's the background on him?
He took over after.
You don't know who Jack Scott is?
After Pastor Hiles. Retired or died?
Impossible.
Died?
No, I don't.
Yeah. Jack Scott is the pastor first.
He's the son-in-law of Jack
He's
Hiles.
The son-in-law of Jack Hiles.
Okay. Is he solid?
No.
Oh, he's a pedophile.
Were you in Armenia during this time? No, I'm just kidding. Jack Scott is like your classic false prophet. That guy's a wicked false prophet. And the thing is, even prior to that, we knew, like the church that I went to, my father-in-law knew that he was a wicked person because it all started when he had a King James summit, and what is it called?
Sounds kind of familiar.
The conference basically was King James summit. The conference was to discredit the King James Bible.
Jack Scott.
Yes.
Wow.
And you know, at that time, you know, it was called the pastor school, so all pastors from all across America would come there. That was like their home base to learn how to be a pastor. It was called pastor school. So he would influence all these pastors to say, hey, the King James Bible has errors and all these things. And so when my father-in-law found out about that, he's like, we're not associating with this guy anymore. This guy's he's questioning the King James Bible. And in fact, my wife's uncle wrote a book against Jack Scott called If the Foundations Be Destroyed, refuting what he was saying about that in the King. But there's other stuff that he would say. Like, he preached some weird sermons. He preached a sermon And because I used to listen to him a lot.
He preached like that. He's not saved.
I used to listen to him a lot, and I used to like him. And a lot of like the Bible college students used to like him, listen to him, because he was very – he was like a really good orator. But he had this sermon, and I remember I was just doing my homework or something. And I was listening to him, and then I just got this really nasty feeling because of the things he was saying. He was just like – he's like, when Jesus Christ was crucified on the cross, it's God basically telling you, I hate you. Not hating Jesus or anything. He's like, I hate you. So when he put those nails in his hand, he's like, I hate you. I hate you.
Where did what he get that heck? From?
What, exactly. From the devil, obviously. What the heck? And I remember, like, I was
well,
like,
he probably feels that God hates him.
Yeah. Because,
probably.
Because he hates God.
Yeah.
I remember when I heard that, and I was still a baby in Christ. I was like, I don't know if I can listen to this. Maybe I'm just not mature enough. Like, it just bothered me.
Dude,
in my soul.
That's crazy exegesis, bro.
That was eisegesis.
That's eisegesis.
Eisegesis.
ISIS. What?
But he would preach some crazy stuff. And then, you know, there's a church member that we had that actually graduated from Howes Anderson College, and he was a member of First Baptist Church. And he told me some crazy stories about some of the stuff that was going on there. Because, you know, if the pastor's perverted, more than likely some of the leaders are too. The students are as well. And so he would tell me stories about the perversion that went on in that college. And I was like, good night. Why were you there?
Well, remember Pastor Anderson? When he was preaching here, he told us about like that doctor that they had.
Oh, yeah.
About his.
Oh, that was there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's crazy.
Howes Anderson.
Yep.
Hmm.
That's wild.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, that's Jack Scott.
Yeah, yeah.
Dang,
he's in jail right now.
Good.
You know,
hopefully he gets
stabbed. He's in prison.
By
prison. He's going to get out soon, I think, isn't he?
We need to send Kyle Rittenhouse over there.
Kyle, we need you.
That's quite the transition, the segue.
We need you to, Kyle, you missed one.
Kyle, we got another job for you.
Yeah.
You know what?
Speaking of Kyle Rittenhouse, let's go ahead and segue into that subject there.
I hope if he gets out of like these charges or whatever, he just goes back right on the street with the AR-15.
Yeah. Hey, the guy's justified for what he did.
Man.
You know, every human being has the right to do what he did, and in fact every human being has the God-given right to do that.
Amen.
You know, you gotta be out of your mind to think that you know someone wouldn't do that in a situation like that. So you're just gonna let them just completely beat you and kill you and just probably mutilate your body and just, I mean, you see what happened to those other guys prior to Kyle.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
One of the dudes came out and said, look, I wish I would have killed him. He straight up said that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Satanist guy.
The guy who survived.
So
the guy who got shot in the arm, right?
The guy who got shot in the head, right?
Died.
He actually didn't die of that wound to the head. He got one in the groin, too. And it just so turns out that he was a pedophile.
Yeah.
So he got shot in the...
It's like poetic justice.
Yeah.
Poetic justice.
That's the one that killed him.
Dang, dude. That's like Absalom getting caught in the tree or whatever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's so awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that guy was a pedophile. Mm. All three of them were Jews.
Yeah.
All three of them were felons.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
Well, these are like the Antifa...
That's like a
hike is vindicated.
What do they call it? Like a...
Hike? No.
What do they call it now? Like what Kyle did, the something mile? I forgot
Kenosha
what they call it.
Mile.
The Kenosha Mile.
Kenosha
yeah.
Mile.
The unlocked achievements
ran,
or something.
Achievement unlocked.
The best meme that I saw was the one that you posted.
That one was funny.
That was one of the best memes I've ever seen.
Yeah.
It's like, all right, three felons walk into a bar.
No, it's like a pedophile.
A pedophile?
A felon and somebody else.
And a Satanist walk into a bar.
Yeah.
And then you see, and then it's Kyle. Shots are on me.
That was a good one. That was a good one. It's not mine, which is why I could say it was a good one. I'm not.
These leftists are just like retarded, though.
They are.
Their
reasoning is like.
It's just skewed.
They have no reasoning.
It's off the charts downhill, though.
Well, it's so weird because, like, I was talking about this earlier. Like, they all want this violence and they want to, like, overthrow the government or whatever and all these Antifa people. But. The moment they come in contact with somebody who actually pushes back just a little bit, they'll be like, that's a felony, call the police, I need a medic, or stuff like that. And
this is like the generation that got consolation prizes, huh?
Yeah.
The funniest thing, because you mentioned the movie Platoon, it's funny, like, when they get hurt, like the way they shot Medic, like they're in some war movie.
Yeah, Medic. Oh, it's like Call of Duty. Medic, I need a medic.
The guy that got hit from, remember at the beginning of the Rise, the guy hit by a like, rubber bullet and like just like scraped his leg, and they're like he's all they're like putting a tourniquet on him, and they're like don't stop, he's gonna stop the bleeding. He's like like what a wimp, dude.
Yeah.
Well, did you see what happened with like the in Oregon and Portland? Where like a bunch of like the Trump like the MAGA country people or whatever, they like stormed downtown Portland, like all the Antifa things, and so there was like protesters versus counter protesters, and they just wiped the floor with them.
What did they do?
Like, well, first of all, they all rolled up in a giant like caravan of like 400 trucks. I think they called it like the Trump caravan or something like that. So these giant pickup trucks with these like Keep America Great flags and whatever. These guys like brandishing like ARs and stuff like that.
Against like 100 vegans.
Yeah, basically. Against like women's studies graduates and like vegans. And they just wiped the floor with them. They like the mayor of Portland was like basically begging them to go back to like where they came from, like rural Oregon or whatever. And like, please go back to where you came from. Like,
so just let us violate everyone here, please.
Yeah, basically. This is the mayor. He was asking them to leave nicely because like they just wrecked them. Yeah.
So what do? They just like beat him up.
They beat him up. They basically showed him who's boss, pretty much.
You said one of them lost their lives though.
Yeah, there was a dude who had like a Patriot prayer hat or something like that, and he got shot, I believe.
Oh, he got executed.
Yeah, the guy walked up to him and just like put a gun to his head and shot him, and he shot
him like twice in the chest, right?
Something like that, and he died. And
no, straight up execution.
Yeah. Man. And this guy wasn't even part of like the counter protest, like the MAGA counter protest or whatever. I think he was just some guy who was there, and they just went up and executed him. Obviously, you see nothing about this on like the media.
Right.
Right, because he wasn't like shot by police. It doesn't fit the narrative.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but I don't really see this stuff going on like in Hispanic communities. You live in a Hispanic community.
I live right here.
Yeah, you live here.
I live in Los Angeles.
Have you seen anything like that here?
When this whole George Floyd thing happened, like
there was something that happened, right?
There was like they got ready for it. Yeah, but here's the thing: Mexicans don't care about black people.
I know. It's true.
It's like it's not the same battle. They're not.
Let me ask you this.
I'll speak on behalf of all Mexicans. You know?
Yeah, I am
there.
Jacob's basically a Mexican.
I married a Mexican. I have a say now.
So let me ask you this.
Wife?
Do Mexicans, Hispanics, whatever, do they like side with the conservatives or with the liberals more?
It's interesting you say that. Like
here, I'm talking about here in Omani.
My wife's parents, they're
are more
from
conservative.
Mexico. They're very conservative.
Yeah.
They want, I mean, they don't, they're I don't they know if you say walk. This, they're not here legally. So they're kind of like, you can edit that out.
They're not here.
So it's against their
it's just a picture of a dog pulling the plug on us.
They're here legally.
Alright, thanks for watching.
So it's against their own interest to be supportive of Trump.
Yeah.
Yet they want Trump to win.
Yeah.
They don't want Joe Biden to win.
Yeah.
You know, because of like the homos and you know, all this stuff.
So
I think that depends. I think that depends on like what Hispanic you're like, what country you're from, because I know like Cubans in Florida
they're very conservative.
Oh, extremely conservative.
But I think with like
Castro.
Oh, because they've seen it, bro.
They know.
Like my mom is for Trump, and my mom is very much like old school Hispanic.
Yeah.
She's legal, you know. She got her citizenship and all that, but she likes Trump. She hates liberalism. She hates Joe Biden.
That's like the
that.
Older generation. I feel
yeah,
like.
But in Montebello, which is a city that I'm from, which is predominantly Hispanics. They're also like that. Mm-hmm. Like when all these riots started taking place, I had this neighbor and I was like, hey, did you hear some of the stuff that's going on? He's like, yeah, but that stuff's not going to happen here. He goes, we're ready for them.
Yeah.
Speaking of the protesters, you know? And so it seems as though like, I don't know, in my opinion, you know, like Montebello or these very like heavily hit or even like La Puente and Whittier, they seem to side more on the conservative side than the liberal side.
Well, my neighbors in Long Beach, they're black.
And they all vote blue though.
They all if you look at like the demographics. Monolithic. If you look at the like the demographics or whatever.
Hispanics vote.
Yeah, they might have like conservative values, whatever, and most of them do because like they're religious or they just grew up like that. But if you look at like how they vote and like where what they do, it's very overwhelming.
But wouldn't you say that is the younger generation though?
I'd say that's across the board.
I think it's across the board.
Younger people vote these days?
Yeah, dude. What the heck?
I was one of the younger people because even like when you check on like Instagram and stuff like that, the younger people are always like just bashing Trump.
Yeah.
And they're like promoting it's the younger Joe Biden. People. Yeah.
I never really run into like an older generation type Hispanic against Trump.
Well, regardless, that's like the future, I feel like, of like Hispanics. But like the weird thing is if
what's
you look
the future?
Well, what you're talking about, like the younger like generation.
Yeah, yeah. That's unfortunate.
Yeah.
That sucks.
What's weird is if
you're laughing at Hike.
I was just expecting to say, like, are you a witch or something? You can see the future. Never mind.
He's edited that out.
Like, what are you saying?
But yeah, if you look at like BLM stuff, like these leaders of Black Lives Matter, a lot of them are against Hispanics because Hispanics aren't like a monolithic group that are being controlled by like the leftist narrative or whatever. Mm. And a lot of Hispanics, quote unquote, like are like white, like Kyle Rittenhouse. He's Hispanic. I don't know if you knew that.
I heard about that.
Yeah. Yeah. But
he's a white nationalist, racist. He's Hispanic.
Yeah.
So he's Hispanic.
Yeah. He had it's another W for the Hispanic.
Yeah.
But like a lot of like Hispanics are like white passing, and BLM people like hate that.
Yeah.
Because.
Wait, what did you say? A lot of what? Hispanics are white passing?
Yeah, that's the word BLM people use.
What does that mean?
So they might be.
White. They could pass for white.
They're Hispanic, but they're like white, like my
they
wife.
They have two categories.
Like my wife,
they'll
basically.
Say white Hispanic, and then they'll say like
non-white. Non-white Hispanic.
Afro. So they hate
or
that,
like
huh?
Indio.
They're called like castizos or whatever. Yeah. Is like the white Hispanics. Them.
That cop that just recently shot, I guess, like here in LA, right?
Yeah.
They call him a white Hispanic.
But that guy's Mexican.
Yeah, that guy. I'm like,
that guy's not
like,
white.
I'm like, comparing
myself. This guy's darker than me.
I'm like,
paisano.
Did you hear about that
in Los Angeles?
Yeah, they're,
his palms are white.
They're saying, yeah. His feet are white. But they're just grasping at straws at this point, the media.
So BLM hates that, huh?
And even in Chicago, I believe it was, there's like these like Hispanic gangs or like Mexican gangs or what have you. And they were going around like...
The Latin Kings,
that's what it is. They were going around taking out like BLM, like protesters.
Dang.
And I think there's a lot of animosity because like they're being sort of like defaulted because they're brown, like Hispanics are like brown.
Yeah.
They're just being defaulted into like this BLM movement or whatever. But I don't think
they're like we're not in agreement with
them. Yeah,
Well, the thing is, like, you know, I've even heard of some like black people who are not for BLM either.
There's a lot of black people who aren't for it. Yeah, my neighbors aren't for it.
I'm not talking about like Christian black people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm talking about like mainstream, like middle class hip hop or rap type people. They're like, we don't want nothing to do with BLM.
Like Lord Jamar.
Lord Jamar. He hates BLM.
Yeah, I think it's not a black people's movement.
Yeah.
It's like a Marxist lesbian movement.
Yeah,
that's what it is. That's
exactly what it is.
Yeah.
Well, you see, like, who's out in the riots? You see black people out there mostly? It's mostly the white people. Who got shot?
Yeah.
Three white people. Three Jewish white people.
I made a comment on...
Jewish
on
white people.
Yeah, Jewish white.
Yeah.
White Mexicans, white Jewish.
You just created
another one. You're part of the problem.
I made a comment...
Hey, aren't you about to become a white Mexican? No, I'm just kidding.
Dang.
He's all...
No, it's happening.
He's all, a man can dream, can't he?
I think this may be still so. I went on Instagram and I was typing up Kyle Rittenhouse, like hashtag Kyle Rittenhouse, and it would automatically populate Kyle Rittenhouse. It wouldn't say Kyle Rittenhouse, but Kyle Rittenhouse terrorist or Kyle Rittenhouse murderer. So that's what it would automatically populate. Mm-hmm. So I just went on just to look at some of the posts. So I made a comment on one of the posts that like he did a great job. You know, and somebody automatically called me racist and that I'm against black people. And I said, dude,
he didn't shoot black people.
I said,
Jews.
One, I said nothing about color. And the guys he actually killed were not black.
Yeah.
And then they just kept on setting up one straw man after another.
Their souls
it's
were
like,
black.
Oh, then you must be for Trump. I said nothing about Trump either. You know?
Idiot.
And they're like, well, they want to put you in a box.
And then he says, well, the Bible says this, Matthew 21. And I read the verse. I'm like, this has nothing to do with anything. And they're like, and I told them.
Those people are idiots.
and I made a comment about the Bible. And then they say, oh, no Christian will vote. No Christian is, man, what's the opposite of communism?
Capitalism?
Capitalist. There is no such thing as like a Christian capitalist. I was like, who's talking about these talking points?
Liberals are just like...
They're stupid.
Yeah. It's a disease.
It is. It's a mental disorder from veganism.
It is. Yeah. That frontal
It's
look.
Funny, but there's a lot of truth to that.
Yeah. It's crazy. Like, we were talking about like Mexicans being like, you know, for more conservative, like the older ones, right? So there's this page that I follow on Instagram, and they, like, the guy kind of like tries to promote, like, you know, the left. But like the people that like follow him are pretty conservative. So when he posted like the video of Kyle Rittenhouse, like, you know, shooting, taking out these guys, you know, they're like, what's wrong with this? And then like as he, on the caption, he puts like, shame, like, you know, America's come to this point, like, you know, a kid can carry a gun and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And like everybody in the comment section is like, what did he do wrong? He killed a pedophile. He killed a man beater and a felon. It's like the guy that was about to execute him.
Yeah.
And it's like, what's wrong with this?
Yeah.
And then like everybody. So it's like even like because it's a. Like the page is a Hispanic, like aimed page. It's more for Hispanic people.
Right, but so, the vast majority of Hispanics were against what he was saying.
Exactly. Yeah.
It's basically like that one that guy posted about your John MacArthur quote. But then everybody in the comments section is like, "Amen."
So now,
can I get that shirt?
When he posts anything about Kyle Rittenhouse, it's just like more neutral. So it's like,
he doesn't want to go against his followers.
Yeah, exactly.
He's resting judgment.
Who is this?
He's declined after many to rest judgment.
It's a page called Ford Loco.
And you follow this page?
Yeah.
And you're the
other left
owner of this page?
I'm the admin of this page.
What other left-leaning pages do you follow?
And when I told Moses on Sunday, I was just like, yeah, Kyle Rittenhouse, he's a Hispanic. He's like, I don't think so. I think he's
Rittenhouse.
Rittenhouse. I'm like,
well, that's his mom.
He was very
name.
Like offended at
his mom named Rittenhouse.
Yeah, because his dad wasn't in the picture or something, so he just took his mom's name.
Dang, that's totally his.
So isn't Rittenhouse like German?
Yeah,
Rittenhouse.
It's probably like German.
So that's like killing Jews
like,
in his blood.
It probably means like
it was German. It's like the Judar went off. He's like, beep, 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 beep.
His last name.
Hey,
like
my
House
name. My last name. I was going to take my mom's last name. You know what her last name is?
Rittenhouse. Oh.
So imagine that would have been Pastor Escobar.
That would
imagine,
be.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Imagine how many comments I would have got about that.
Would you have brought
You're related to Pablo Escobar.
Michael Johnson would have been all on
there. Oh, yeah.
Oh, my
he
God.
Got to where he's at now because of his uncle.
The richest.
Pablo Escobar is his
the
uncle.
Drug lord.
Yeah, some like troll would like make a family tree. And, like, somehow you're related to.
He's
the
third
cousin.
He's
the one
Pablo
that brought
Escobar.
The hippo to Guatemala.
I was actually very. I was very close to changing my last name to that. And then I ended up just not doing it.
Was Pablo Escobar already like prolific at that time or no?
Yeah.
I mean, like when I was
going
to change
80s?
It, he was already dead.
Or so. I thought he's still alive. What?
Pablo Escobar has been dead for a long time.
He's dead?
Well, yeah. Pablo Escobar?
Maybe I'm thinking of somebody else.
There's kind of a conspiracy.
You guys know
from
who
Pacific.
Pablo Escobar is?
He's like that Mexican
like
drug
lord.
Right?
No. Oh man, these guys are way off.
He's a
Mexican Colombian.
He's a Colombian.
Tomato.
He's one of the biggest Colombian drug lords of all time.
He had his own prison.
What's the name of the Mexican
hippos?
What's it? It's like Solomon with
his
apes.
Look, all like the cocaine craze of what the 80s or whatever.
Yeah.
He's actually the one responsible. He would fund everyone in Compton and different parts of the.
I thought
the
that
United
was the
States.
CIA. That did that.
No, it was him.
The
he was making money.
And Pablo Escobar.
Yeah,
Escobar owned the CIA. With
he basically like he had submarines transporting drugs. When they arrested him, he said, "That's fine. You can arrest me. I'll just stay in my mansion." You know?
What was
he would burn piles of money.
He would lay the terms.
He would
of
burn
his
piles of money to keep his daughter warm if she was cold.
Dang, dude.
They would spend I think like over $1,000 in rubber bands weekly for money. The guy was like a major drug kingpin.
Did I mention he had hippos?
Yeah, he had hippos. But he died a horrible death because, you know, bloody and deceitful men should not live out half a day.
How'd he die?
His estate actually escaped, and now they're like reaping havoc on like Colombia. Wild hippos from Pablo Escobar that escaped.
He's the one who coined the phrase money or lead. Like he would go to the authorities and say, okay, you can either take my money or you take the lead. So everyone would just comply with him. They call it the Medellin cartel.
No, how did
which is
die?
A larger cartel than even like the Mexican cartel.
I must be thinking of like what's the name of that Mexican drug lord who like escaped prison like
Chapo?
A Chapo. That's who I'm thinking.
That's
of.
The Mexican guy. Yeah.
What about him?
Is he still alive?
He's still alive. Yeah, he's still alive.
Yeah. How did Escobar die?
He was shot by the government like multiple times.
The Colombian government, or
I think it was the Colombian
government. It was our
government. Was it? No, I think it was the... Don't quote me on that, but I think it's the Colombian government.
Mm.
So anyways, yeah, people would have associated me with him if I. So it's good that I didn't get that last name. Yeah, Pastor probably. Escobar. That would have
has a nice ring to it, though.
Yeah, it does. He's like,
I mean, people don't. I don't even know who Escobar is.
It's not too late.
It's not too late.
Yeah.
It's like either the pulpit or you can say come up with another.
Yeah.
Yeah, hi, this is Pastor Escobar from First Works Baptist Church.
Oh, man. Well, my brother and my sister.
The pulpit. They,
the pulpit. The pulpit or lead.
Get saved.
That's what
or
I tell
lead.
My church members. Yeah. Yeah. Anyways, I think that's pretty much it. That's all the time we have for tonight. Did I say that right? I don't even think we went over the did we go over what we said we were going to talk about?
Yeah,
and then something, yeah, right? Yeah.
We didn't talk about ICP. Maybe that's for next week.
Yeah, we might I might leave that in there. I don't know. We'll see. But anyways, so you know, just to let you folks know, those of you who are tuning in, we're not going to be doing the podcast every week. It'll be every other week just to give us a break, and then we can come up with some new ideas to talk about. And so stay tuned in 2 weeks for the next one. Thanks for watching. Have a good night.